Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:07 as we make our way through this Wednesday morning, and we're getting ready to talk about cutting the cord. And have you cut the cord? More and more in America, more and more Americans have stopped subscribing to cable or satellite TV. Streaming costs are rising, and we're going to talk about what services give you the best bang for your buck. We'll try to sort it all out with Courtney Jackson, CNET senior streaming editor, who joins us now. Courtney, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Every time I talk to you, I make up my mind, that's it. I'm going to do something, and then I never do it. You might remember last time I told you I'm still paying for receivers that I'm not using. Not done a thing
right
about that. I don't know why, but somebody texted in earlier, and I found this interesting. There's a friend of mine that is a longtime cable employee. He works for a big company, okay? Been a customer for 30 years. Left in February after they refused to help cut my bill from $425 a month. I'm now happily with YouTube, $72 a month, and four users, Netflix, $29 or so. And with my new high-speed 1-gig internet at $45, I'm way ahead and wished I'd done this a year ago. And that's from an employee of a big cable company. And I'm not going to say any names or anything else because I don't get anybody in trouble, but that kind of speaks volumes, doesn't it, Courtney?
Yes, it does. Over $400 a month, that is way too high to pay for entertainment.
I'll tell you, let me start this way with me. For people that have it all bundled, how do you go about separating the phone from the internet service and the texting and the data from the rest of the bill with streaming and all that? Because that's my problem. It's all linked together, and I'm paying like maybe $468 a month for everything. Two phones, unlimited data, blah, blah, blah.
Right. So the first thing you want to do is to actually audit your services and really sit down and see how much you're paying each month for every item, what can be severed, what you can pay less for. For example, with the phone, if you're a contracted wireless user, maybe it's better that you go prepaid to save a few dollars, especially if you're not using data and, you know, the amount of data that they include every month.
I'm using a lot of data, but okay.
Okay. So look at that. But as far as the TV services and the internet packages that they tend to bundle in with those services, you can actually cut that down significantly. You want to take a look at the cost of internet first. So if you can get a budget-friendly basic package for maybe half of what you're paying now, I would go with that. Sometimes you can get an internet package for as little as $30 to $40 a month. So start there once you sit and audit your services. As long as you have, I would say, a minimum of 50 Mbps a month that you get, you can probably go as low as 25.
Wait,
that's
as low
all you
as
need
what?
For
say
streaming.
That again. Say that again. You're going too fast.
You can go as low as 25. For your internet speed to manage your streaming costs.
I don't know what
and
that
it
means.
Works. So if you look at internet packages, let's say for example AT&T, right? Mm-hmm. I have AT&T for my internet provider.
As do I.
So if you look at their packages and what they start at, when I signed up a few years ago, the smallest I think was as far as internet speed was that 25. Right? So you want to look
at
25
speed. What?
25 Mbps. So if you go on the website, mm-hmm. megabits per second. That's what that is, 25 megabits per second. So that's your bandwidth and your speed. You can go as low as between 25 and 50 with your internet provider, and that will provide the support that you need for streaming, especially if you're looking to cut the cord.
Where does fiber optic fit in all of this?
Fiber optics is good if you have it available in your area. So that's not always available, in every metropolitan or rural area. But it's a good service if you have access to it.
So, but where does that fiber optic fit into the 25 Mbps's?
Well, it all depends on what's offered. Like in my area, they don't offer fiber optic. Mm-hmm. So, I have to stick with the basic broadband service that they offer. But if you can find a good deal and it goes beyond, let's say, a one-year promo rate, mm-hmm. that's what you want to stick with. You look at the cost. Look at the cost and the speed that you're getting. With a service like Netflix, like I said, you're fine with a slower speed. So you don't have to have, the top-of-the-line internet package that's going to cost you the most. You're fine with the basic package.
All right, now, this may sound like a dumb question, but I guarantee I'm representing a lot of the audience here when I ask. So when you say fiber optic, that takes away the Mbps part of the equation?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. That just tells you what the speed is of your internet.
But that's what I thought 25 Mbps was.
Yeah, that's what it is. But the fiber optic is just a different type of internet connection. So
is it faster then with fiber optic?
It can be a lot more efficient and a lot more reliable.
How's that different than faster?
It's same thing, but like I said, it's not accessible in every single area. So it's not as common like going to the grocery store and getting milk or water. It's just not available everywhere. So for people who don't have access, just find a good budget internet plan, whether it's fiber optic or a different version, and go with that. You want to really just stick to what's budget friendly.
Now, when you talk about doing an audit, I presume you're talking about plowing through that bill?
Yes.
Oh, come on,
yes.
Courtney. How can you make how can you make sense of that? That's crazy. You got to get a lawyer to go through that.
No, it's really not that bad. You just want to look at how much you're spending. So in your case, if you're bundling everything, your wireless services along with your TV mm-hmm. and internet, take a look at what AT&T is offering when your contract is over and see what you can split up. So if you want to keep your phone service, that's fine, but you can sever that and then let go of the TV and internet plan in favor of just internet. And if you want to swing to a live TV streaming service, you can get one for as cheap as $25 a month.
You know, as you say that, I realize that bill for AT&T, and somebody texted in and said AT&T saw me coming if I'm paying that much. But I'm paying for two phones and internet service, and I'm getting rooked probably. Anyway, when it comes to streaming services, those are billed separately.
Right.
And I have a grown kid that lives in another city and we're sharing. How do you go about sorting all of that out with what's the best value if you're going to share, how many users, et cetera?
So that's an entirely new thing with paid sharing. So Netflix, Disney Plus, and Max apparently too have all moved toward paid sharing, which means if you're sharing your subscription accounts outside of your primary household, so in your case, your child who lives out of state or not within the family home, mm-hmm. you do have to pay an extra member fee. So you do want to consider that, too, when you're signing up for a service. So with Netflix's plans, they only offer that for their premium plan. You can add one user, but if you have their top-of-the-line plan, you can add two extra users, but it costs an extra $8 a month per person. We don't know how much Disney Plus is going to charge yet. They plan to roll that out between June and September of this year, but you do want to consider that if you have someone living outside of the household. The alternative is for that person to sign up for their own account and maybe look at one of the cheaper options like an ad-supported plan. So Netflix's ad-supported plan is $7. Disney Plus's ad-supported plan is $8. So really and truly, it's probably cheaper for that person, even though you're only saving a dollar, to sign up for that ad-supported plan for $7 versus you paying that extra $8 a month to keep them on your Netflix account.
I think I'm going to just disconnect it all and read a book. When it comes to somebody texted in about the best streaming service, I guess that would depend on what it is that you're watching. So if you're going to audit your bill, maybe you should journal your TV watching for a while to see what it is you're really watching and what you're not.
Not really journaling. You want to really, so when people choose streaming services, and for us too at CNET, when we evaluate what we consider to be the best services, we do look at cost per month and the content lineup, as well as the features and the user interface. But content is king, no matter what service you choose, whether you're looking at a video on demand service like your Netflix or Hulu, or a live TV streaming service. You want to consider, what do you watch? What do you watch weekly? What do you watch monthly? And then consider whether you really need that service and how much you're paying for it. Or is it smarter to only sign up for a service when they're actually streaming something that you love? So if you're waiting for House of the Dragon or Bridgerton on Netflix and those are the only reasons you have these certain services, then you pretty much just want to sign up when those shows are available to binge or when you can watch them weekly.
It seems like a lot of work to watch TV. When it comes to connecting and disconnecting or signing up to binge watch, do they hit you with some kind of a connection fee or anything like that?
No, that's the advantage with streaming services. So there's no cancellation penalties. There are no contracts involved. So you can jump in and jump out whenever you want to.
Somebody texted in and said, I get 66 free channels from Broadcast TV from New Orleans with a $75 digital antenna. I'm in Hammond. How much of it is available, Courtney, over the air now with, I guess, the HD channels and so forth? It's a lot more than it used to be, right?
Yeah, you can get a good lineup of free channels if you have an over-the-air antenna. That, again, also depends on the area that you live in. So NextGen TV is one of the main providers for that lineup. And that service continues to roll out across the country. But you can definitely get, like, your local channels, like ABC, NBC, and CBS. With an antenna. And for a lot of people, that's perfect. That's what they need because they can watch news, they can watch primetime shows, sports as well.
Somebody texted in about what kind of TV to buy, Roku or I don't know, what kind of TV to get that has the best built in. When you buy a TV now, some services come with the television, the brand of the television, right?
Well, yes, some TVs, smart TVs, have free streaming services built in. As far as the other apps like Netflix or Hulu Live TV, the apps, obviously, they're able to download and use those on the smart TVs, but you do have to still pay for a subscription service. Now, where it gets interesting is if you have like a Roku smart TV, the Roku channel is included with that, and that's their free streaming service. So you can still watch certain things without paying. Google, with their smart TVs, they have 800 channels on their free streaming service. And you, again, completely free.
Somebody texted in, wait, free on what?
On Google supported, Google smart TVs. So okay. those smart TVs come with Google TV already installed. And Google has its own free streaming service. And that includes 800 channels. You may not be interested in those 800 channels, but they're available.
And I guess you just search Google-supported TVs to see, because back in the day, you would try to figure out who had the best picture. Now you got to consider this as well, right?
Exactly.
You know, and somebody texted in, this guy is a moron, talking about me. And look, when it comes to this stuff, I probably am, Courtney. But I got a lot to do, and I don't put that much interest or that much attention to how to watch television. Because sometimes, quite frankly, you know, you get all excited about something and you think, I got to sign up for this streaming service, and you watch it and it's like, that's not that good. We'll take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Y'all got any questions? 504-260-1870. I'd like to know about you and cutting the cord and streaming services. What do you do if you have any question? Courtney Jackson is our guest. She's the one that's going to help you out. Somebody texted in and said, ask about Wi-Fi service providers. We will. I guess Courtney can talk about that as well. Courtney Jackson, CNET Senior Streaming Editor, 922, back in a flash, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtney Jackson, our guest, CNET service, a senior streaming editor. We love talking to Courtney, although it can have me just pulling hair out of my head. Look, I'm neither old nor a fuddy-duddy, but somebody texted in and said, don't feel bad. I'm an idiot, too. Sounds like a great business opportunity for the non-idiots out there. I'd pay to have somebody do this for me. Guess what? You're paying more. Courtney, when it comes to watching TV, I'm just going to be honest here, all right, because I'm very honest on the air. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, I Googled best TVs to for best TVs for Google TV, best Google TVs. And I see a Sony Bravia XRA95L OLED, screen type QD OLED, refresh rate 120 hertz, and it costs like $2,700. And I'm thinking, I've not seen anything on TV in the last 5 years that was worth $2,500. I'd rather read a book. Do we sometimes just get carried away with, you know, wanting to have the latest and the best and wanting to see everything, and that's where the audit comes in or the journal of what you're watching? Because really, I mean, it seems like we're wasting a lot of money.
I think I can agree with you on that, but it also depends on your household. So if, for example, if your family has young children, and you don't want cable, you want to become a cord cutter, then you probably want to have a streaming service that offers kids content. So something like Disney Plus or even Sling TV, where they can watch Nickelodeon. So you really want to evaluate, your needs and your tastes. If you only watch news and sports and maybe a couple primetime TV shows, again, you can go with a basic service like Hulu or even Philo to meet your needs, and you'll save a ton of money.
Do you realize, Courtney, with all due respect, the work that you're describing just to watch some crap on TV? And I'm serious. I really mean that. I'm not discounting what you do. I think what you do is very important and provides a very good service for people, because we are spending a lot of money that we could save, and that's what you're all about, right?
Right, exactly. But think about what you want. It all boils down to what you want and what you want to spend your money on. It's your money and your time.
Somebody texted in, can you connect a direct type TV device for live TV recording? And that's, I guess it started with what was it back in the day? TiVo, right? And now they have digital video recorders. But can you do that? Is there something you can buy that would allow you to record live television if you're going to get it over the air?
I mean, there are devices for that. I'm not an expert on those, like the TiVo devices. Mm-hmm. But I will say the live TV streaming services, most of them come with built-in DVR for no extra charge. So, like your YouTube, your friend who just signed up for YouTube TV, yeah, they have unlimited DVR with that, and it doesn't cost them any extra money.
But what records it, the TV, or is it a different device?
It's the service. It's the service itself. Yep.
Okay.
Just the service.
Somebody wants to know, is Google TV the same as Chromecast TV?
Google TV is available on Chromecast. So if you have a Chromecast device, which is a streaming device like an Amazon Fire Stick or Roku Stick, Chromecast is its own device created by Google. Google TV is available directly on your Chromecast.
So when it comes to, say, sports, and maybe we can break it down by category, is there a sports streaming service that you can recommend that's better than others, or does it then depend on the subset of what sport you're interested in?
It's a mixture of both. So if you're a casual sports fan, we suggest a service like Hulu with live TV or YouTube TV. But if you have to have RSNs, which are those regional sports networks that allow you to watch your local games for your favorite teams, then we suggest a service like Fubo or DirecTV Stream, which costs a little bit more, but they are packed with those RSNs.
All right, now this is a very subjective question, but when it comes to dramatic series, is there, it's so subjective, I don't know how you would recommend whether, who has the better programming, whether it would be Prime or Netflix or Hulu or what have you.
Yeah, they all have something great to offer. So again, it depends on what you want to watch. So for me, one of the things I'm watching right now is Shogun on Hulu. Mm-hmm. So I'm sticking with that service for now because I like it. Netflix offers a lot of good dramas. So does Prime Video. They all do. So it's just, again, a matter of what you want to watch. Or if you try something out and you don't like it, and that's the only reason you had the service, then cancel the service.
How did you get started doing this?
I was an entertainment reporter for a few years, mm-hmm, and when I joined CNET, I brought that background with me. But I've always been conscientious about spending on streaming. I've been a cord cutter for over 10 years, so I haven't had cable for that long.
Do you find people have a big fear of cutting a cord where they think they're going to miss out and it's going to cost them a lot of money to go back to it?
I think so. I think people can be creatures of habit, and it can be a little intimidating, you know, to drop something that you've been doing for so long. But once you branch out and try it, you'll see, oh my gosh, I'm saving hundreds of dollars every month, like your friend, which is a prime example.
Do you pay more, says this text, if you use a streaming service at multiple locations that are just your private property, like a vacation home and a primary residence?
Yes, it depends on the service. So again, Netflix, they charge that extra fee if you are, again, outside of your primary home. They do have it worked out where you can use the service if you're traveling for a short period of time. If you're traveling out of the country, though, I'll say this. While there's no extra charge, you will find that programming may be different. So if you leave the United States and travel to, let's say, the Caribbean or Asia, you'll find a different set of programming when you log in.
I am looking right now at either a Pilot or an Atlas, a vehicle, okay? And I'm doing my due diligence, and I'm driving them, and I'm looking at the pluses and the minuses of each and comparing and contrasting and all of that. That's a major purchase. Do you realize just what you're describing, the difficulty with the variables? Is it as difficult as it sounds in determining what streaming service is best for you and what's the best bang for your buck? Because it seems crazy, Courtney.
No. So some of these services offer free trials as well. So if you want to just try something out for 7 days, I suggest to do that. Not all services do that. Netflix does not offer that option. But some of these other services do for either, like, again, free trials or discount for the first month. Sling, which is a live TV streaming service, offers half price for your first month. So you can try it out for $20 to see if you like it and if it has everything that you want.
Would you advise somebody texted in somebody to just cut, get rid of everything and then realize what they miss and then from there start adding on?
I mean, that's a good, that's a great experiment. I don't see anything wrong with that. It's, it sounds drastic. Don't cut your internet. Maybe downgrade, you know, what your plan is for internet so that you're saving money on that. But yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea.
The internet is
from scratch.
The internet has really become a utility, has it not? I mean, it's not realistic to think that you can do without the internet today.
Definitely. Definitely. You need internet.
All right. Somebody else texted in about Prime. They're confused because they subscribe to Prime, but yet they still get commercials on their programming.
Oh, so what happened with Prime Video is they implemented a $3 fee if you want to watch without ads. This just started within the last couple months. Prime Video automatically put Prime Video customers in the ad-supported version of the app. And if you want to opt out, you have to pay an extra $3 to watch without commercials.
So you're still paying for the service, and but they just decreased the service because they put commercials in it. And now if you want to opt in, you pay $3 more a month and you get no commercials. That's it? Is that per program or is that per month?
Per month. It's $3 per month now for Prime. Now, I'll mention this. If you are a, if you have an Amazon Prime membership, Prime Video is included, as is Freevee, but Freevee is free streaming service that also has commercials. But if you have a standalone Prime Video subscription, because you don't need a Prime membership, which costs like $140 a year, you don't need a Prime membership in order to access Prime Video. But if you have a standalone subscription, it's $9 a month to watch with commercials and $12 a month to watch without.
Somebody wants to know about, I don't know if you know about this or not, Courtney, about an app to get local channels. They tried antennas, but they don't work well. That, I guess if that, if you, if you're in a place where you don't have reception via the air, then you're going to have to get a streaming service and go through the internet, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah. Again, reception is a big thing with those over-the-air antennas, so it's not going to work for everyone. But there are free streaming services available as well. So you can use something like Pluto or Tubi if you want to watch services for free.
What is your, what would your recommendation be? What do you have?
Right now, I have Netflix, Hulu, and Max. I don't have a live TV streaming service because my family doesn't need them. I also have Crunchyroll because I have anime fans in my family. So that's where I'm at.
Is Max basically HBO if you subscribe to that? Is it redundant to subscribe to HBO on cable and Max on a streaming service?
Not at all. Not right now. Because Max includes not only HBO's catalog and in their current and new programming, but also now you have access to the Discovery catalog. So that includes HGTV, Food Network, as well as DC. So properties like Titans, Peacemaker, shows like that, all of that is on the Max app. And I'll mention too, they launched their sports tier last October, and right now people can stream sports from TNT and TBS at no extra cost, and these are live games. So if you like basketball, if you're a hockey fan, baseball, you can watch those live games right now on Max.
Courtney, as you mentioned, tear one is running down my cheek as I think about all the work that's involved just to watch television. I appreciate your efforts and your time, and I hope we talk to you again soon, all right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. Courtney, is there a way people can find out more about you or follow you or something?
I'm not really on socials, but you can read my work at CNET.com.
All right, thank you so much. Courtney Jackson, CNET Senior Streaming Editor. Y'all text me here at 504-260-1870. And somebody texted in, Hambone, thank you for this. Sorry someone called you a moron, Tommy, but I'm 52. Some of us came from rabbit ears, 13 channels, getting up to change a channel. You're a smart guy. I listen every morning. Love your show. Thank you, Hambone, for texting that in. But, man, this just seemed like a lot of work. And I got to tell you, a lot of times what I see in the streaming services, you hear so much about it and you watch it and it's like, nah, that was okay. 939, we'll talk Pelicans when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.